ملكتنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين لا شريك لك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on the ahkam and the laws of Islam are based on the apparent and what is hidden in a person's heart, that is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to judge. It is not for any person to judge, but what is apparent outwardly, how a person displays himself, his conduct, his speech, etc., all that is regarded and taken into account in Islam. The hadith we did yesterday, and Jundub ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ba'atha ba'athan min al-Muslimin ila qawmi min al-Mushrikeen, wa annahum iltaqaw fa kana rajul min al-Mushrikeen, idha sha'a yaqsida ila rajul min al-Muslimin, qasada lahu fa qatalahu. Hazrat Jundub ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had dispatched a detachment, a small army, to fight the Mushrikeen. And when they had met, there was a person from the Mushrikeen, from the polytheists, that he would keep an eye and he would see any Muslim and he would target that Muslim and he would kill him. So few times, this is what he did. He saw a Muslim alone, he would follow him, pursue him, he would kill him, this polytheist, this Mushrik. So a person from the Muslims, so the hadith mentions, وَأَنَّ رَجُلًا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ قَسَدَ غَفْلَتَهُ. A person from the believers, he said, you know what, let me do this plan, that when I will catch him unawares, when he's trying to follow some Muslim or he's unaware, then I will go and catch him, and at that time I will kill him. وَكُنَّا نَتَحَدَّثَ أَنَّهُ أُسَامَ بِنْ زَيْدَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. He said, we would think it to be Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu, who was the beloved of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. فَلَمَّا رَفَعَ عَلَيْهِ السَّيْفِ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ فَقَتَلَهُ. So Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu, according to the hadith, he says that we would think it to be him. This was the sahabi that was pursuing this mushrik. So when he lifted up his sword to kill the mushrik, at that last moment, crucial moment, after pursuing and killing so many believers, at that crucial moment now he says, La ilaha illallah. فَقَتَلَهُ. That despite that, Hazrat, the sahabi kills him. فَقَتَلَهُ. فَجَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَسَأَلَهُ أَخْبَرَهُ. Then one person came to give glad tidings to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this detachment you have sent, they were victorious over the mushrikeen. They had won them over. So not won them over, but they had won the battle. فَسَأَلَهُ وَأَخْبَرَهُ حَتَّى أَخْبَرَهُ خَبْرَ الرَّجُلِ كَيْفَ صَنَعَ. It was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any report comes to him, he would ask about it. He would inquire, so that if there was anything that need correction, immediately he would correct it. He wouldn't just leave his sahaba like that. Something for us to learn, that where we can correct a situation, where in the we have the capacity to correct, find out a little bit more, and where we can give some advice, give that good advice, so we can correct the situation. So in Amir Salatu Islam had asked about what had happened in the battle, so he was informed. فَدَعَاهُ فَسَأَلَهُ. Until he was informed about this person that had followed this mushrik, and at the last minute he had killed him when he had recited La ilaha illallah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had called the sahabi and he asked him, فَقَالَ لِمَ قَتَلْتَهُ. Then why did you kill this person? فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ أُوْجَعَ فِي الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَقَتَلَ فُلَانًا وَفُلَانًا وَسَمَّى لَهُ نَفْرًا. He said, oh Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, this person, he caused so much of harm to the Muslims. He killed this person and he killed that person, and then he started naming the people that were killed by this man. وَإِنِّي حَمَلْتُ عَلَيْهِ. And when I had overpowered him, فَلَمَّا رَأَى السَّيْفِ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. When he saw my sword, now that last moment he just said, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَقَتَلْتَهُ. قَالَ نَعْمُ. قَالَ فَكَيْفَ تَصْنَعُ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَتْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Again Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم asked, did you kill him? So he said, yes. He said, what are you going to do with that La ilaha illallah that man said at that moment, when that La ilaha illallah is presented on the day of Qiyamah, what are you going to do about that? In other words, so much of power that kalima had, that this person was fighting the Muslims, he killed so many people, but at the last moment he had
said the Shahada, so much of power that Shahada had, that Kalima had, that at the last minute, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, those words will be presented on the day of Qiyamah, what are you going to do about that? Qala ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, istaghfir li. Sahaba was such that they never tried to justify their stance. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him something, immediately they would accept. Although he did such a courageous thing that he fought and he killed somebody in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, outwardly it appears courageous, but what does he tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell me. He said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, istaghfir li, seek Allah's forgiveness for me. Ask Allah to forgive me. Qala wa kayfa tasna'u bila ilaha illallah idha ja'at yawm al-qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again he mentioned this just to show the veracity of the action. He said, what will you do with this la ilaha illallah when it will come on the day of Qiyamah? فَجَعَلَ لَا يَزِيدُ عَلَىٰ أَيْ يَقُولَ كَيْفَ تَصْنَعُ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَتْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam continued telling him these words, and what will you do with this kalima la ilaha illallah when it will come on the day of Qiyamah? Today's hadith an Abdullah ibn Udbat ibn Sa'ud radiallahu anhu qala sami'atu Umar ibn al-Khattab yaqul inna nasan kanu yu'khadhuna bil wahyi fi ahdi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. As Abdullah ibn Uthba ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, he heard Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu saying that verily people were taken to task in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of wahi that would come. In other words, if a person was a munafiq, in his heart he had bad thoughts, evil thoughts against the Muslim, then at times wahi would come down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disclosing that person's thoughts and his evil traits. And if a person was genuine and he was sincere, sometimes wahi would come down and to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that revealing and exposing that this person is genuine, he's sincere in what he's saying. But now obviously that time has passed. Wa inna al-wahya qad inqata'a, and wahi has stopped. Wahi is no longer coming to us. Wa inna ma na'khudhukum al-an bima dhahara. Now what we will have to do is what is apparent from the person, what is the outward condition of the person, is what we will have to work with. لَنَا مِنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ فَمَنْ أَظْهَرَ لَنَا خَيْرًا أَمِنَّاهُ وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ. So what he mentioned is what is ظاهر from a person, from his actions, that is what we will take. And what is outward from him in terms of good, we will trust that person. In other words, the person portrays to be a good person, an honest person, he appears to be that way, then we will trust him and we will bring him close to us. وَلَيْسَ لَنَا مِنْ سَرِيرَتِهِ شَيْئًا. And as far as his internal condition is concerned, what is in his heart, that we have no connection with at all. In other words, that is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are only working with the outwards. Allah yuhasibuhu fi sariratihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him to task as far as what is in his heart is concerned. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's work. It's not our work. وَمَنْ أَظْهَرَ لَنَا سُوءًا لَمْ نَأْمَنْهُ وَلَمْ نُصَدِّقُ وَإِنْ قَالَ إِنَّ سَرِيرَتَهُ حَسَنَةً. رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. Then he mentioned that a person who displays outwardly a bad condition, he displays bad character, his styles and his mannerisms are bad, then what we will do is we won't trust this person and we won't accept his word. Because outwardly he appears to be a bad person. Even though this person claims that my internal condition is very clean, my internal condition is very good, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu saying, even then we won't accept it. In other words, we have to go by the apparent and by the outward. We can't take what the man is saying as far as his internal condition. Very often, as we mentioned, very often people say, it doesn't matter what is on the outside, so long as the inside is clean. This hadith or this words, the aqwal of Umar radiallahu anhu, this qawl, that we have to go by the outward. And if a person outwardly appears to be good, then we will trust him and we'll bring him close to us. Outwardly, if he appears to be bad, then we will not trust him and will not accept his word. So this shows that the outward condition of a believer is so important in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has made it such. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained to us that the outward condition of a person is what is affects the heart also of the person. So that's why it's not only what's on the inside, it's what on the inside and on the outside as far as Islam is concerned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.